Good evening and welcome to our brief. The 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo are over and some good performances were executed by African athletes. Kenya brought back 10 medals at home, among which 4 golds, followed by Egypt with 6 wins, then Ethiopia and Uganda, each of them collecting 4 plaques. Overall, athletes from the continent collected 41 medals and 1 world record from the South African swimmer Tatiana Schoenmaek, who won the race with a time of 2 hours, 18 minutes and 95 seconds, breaking a world record that had been held by Bedersen of Denmark since 2013. Good news coming from Nigeria concerns a young girl, part of the so-called Chibok girls, who were kidnapped back in 2014 by Boko Haram. Her name is Ruth Pogu, and she surrendered to the Nigerian authorities, together with her husband who belonged to the terrorist group. They have 2 children now. According to reports, she will be in a rehabilitation and reintegration program. In Cameroon, a transgender was beaten up by a group of young men in Douala. Lorin Jekam, known as Shakiro, is a famous social media influencer who was arrested and sentenced to 5 years of imprisonment last April with the accusation of attempted homosexuality. She was released in July following a legal battle and the pressure of the international community. Since then, she was hidden in her house, according to a declaration made to a journalist of Deutsche Welle. But nature is sovereign, and her right to freedom as well, so she resumed her social life. But a furious crowd of homophobics did not agree with her. On a video shared on social media, Shakiro can be seen being beaten up and her clothes torn apart by a violent mob. In Cameroon, homosexuality is outlawed and the LGBT community live in fears. In Kenya, civil servants are summoned to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Those who fail to comply will face disciplinary measures. The head of public health service, Joshua Kenyu, voiced his concern about absenteeism at work, related to the fact that only vaccinated frontliners can access workplaces. The COVID vaccine is now mandatory across the world, with the anti-vax left with no other choice than take this to the street, remain locked down in the house, or simply get the jab. That was all for today's brief. Thank you for the attention and see you next time.